Rick Schmidt, Harding Loevner Global Equity Fund Portfolio Manager and Partner, joins us right now. And Rick, I mean, when you pair those data sets, I don't know, I was a little intrigued. I'm not sure which one might mean more to you. Of course, we've seen Americans quitting their jobs at a historic rate for much of this recovery. But what do you make of maybe the dent in consumer confidence now?
I mean, I think you're always going to be surprised by a monthly data set. You know, which one will it be? I don't know. Can you predict them? I don't think so. At least speaking for myself, I don't think I can. I don't think Harding Loevner as a firm can. So I guess you could, you'll always post facto say, oh, that wasn't a surprise for these reasons, or it was a surprise for those reasons. Instead, you just, for me, you got to focus on what you can predict, and that's businesses. So, you know, you've talked to people at Harding Loevner before. We're long-term quality growth managers. We just try to find a business that's going to succeed no matter what happens to the monthly economic data.
And so in that case, sir, which companies have the pricing power, right? So they are able to handle all of the supply issues that all these companies are dealing with, but plus also deal with raw material increases, perhaps passing them on to the customer. We've seen Levi's do that. We've seen other companies, Coca-Cola, Nike as well.
You've just nailed three of them, right? And what do they all have in common is a great brand. So the system we use is again, we're old fashioned. It's Michael Porter's Five Forces, and that's 38 years old, I think. And you just look at where is the relative power. So in this case, for passing on raw material prices or supply issues, it's supplier power. You know, are you bigger than your supplier? It's also your buyer power. Are people willing to pay more to get a Nike shoe or outfit? They are. So if you can find someone who has a brand that has the ability to pass on those prices, and Coke is one that you wouldn't normally think of, they've been able to pass on and hardly face any of these shortages. It's really quite remarkable that some of these old businesses that, of course, aren't growing as fast as a lot of the hot stocks you see are relatively unaffected by all the shocks we're seeing in the system.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange time. And I wonder, you know, we've talked so much about how behaviors in the pandemic have shifted and how maybe equities have detached from the reality of what's happening under the hood. And I think a lot of people have been focusing in on Dillard's, the retailer, department store, as an example. Stocks up more than 450% year to date, and everyone's pointing out, how does that make sense since a pandemic doesn't seem to be a good thing for a department store? Of course, we've also seen mall stocks come back in the pandemic as people have returned to shopping in malls. And earlier last year, people said malls would be dead for forever. So, I mean, when you look at maybe how the pandemic has impacted behaviors, what is it? Is it still just fair to say, look, yeah, we can lean in on those companies that have the pricing power here, or have certain sectors been dented forever?
Well, I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar question, right? And you've actually talked to it with one of my colleagues in the past. And I think there's some things that are obvious. You know, the changes is real. The electronic payments, you're not going back. You know, once you get that guy to put the Apple Pay on his counter, they're not going to yank it out. The mRNA successes we've had, those are going to continue. Now, is that bike in your basement going to be used as much as it was last year? I'll speak only for myself. I doubt it. Harder ones to call are e-commerce. You know, we own Etsy because we think that's a business where people are going to have experimented maybe with during the pandemic and are going to keep at it. It's an interesting debate. They might not, but what you have to do, I think, is take what the market gives you. You look where the prices have gone. You look what you think can happen and try to find businesses that are attractively valued with combining those two factors.
Yeah, it's become a bit of a game that everybody out there is playing right now, especially as we kind of enter this period of higher than expected inflation. It's been a while since we've been in that. But Rick Schmidt, Harding Loevner, Global Equity Fund Portfolio Manager and Partner, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Have a great weekend.